Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. The first all-civilian mission to orbit the Earth is right now floating in space, or rather hurtling around our planet. SpaceX is at it again. Called Inspiration 4, the mission launched just yesterday, our time, with four crew members on a three-day orbital flight around the Earth. They lifted off from NASA's Kennedy Space Station in Florida, riding atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. All being well, they'll splash down in the Atlantic Ocean tomorrow. What a trip! Flying on the Inspiration 4 mission will be billionaire entrepreneur and mission commander Jared Isaacman, and geoscientist and science communicator Cyan Proctor will serve as the mission's pilot. Also on board are physician assistant Haley Arsenault, serving as the chief medical officer, and data engineer Chris Sembroski as mission specialist. The purpose of the mission is to raise funds for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Well, of course, there are many other reasons to do this, which is obviously to demonstrate that non-military personnel can get on in space, albeit for just a few days, and also that by pushing the boundaries of what's possible in space, we get to find out more about spaceflight as well as bringing the cost down. There's also science experiments being carried out, and the crew will be conducting space medicine experiments, including testing an artificial intelligence-guided ultrasound scanning device and testing blood samples in flight. Science fiction just gets closer and closer to reality. So, who are the chosen astronauts? CEO Jared Isaacman is an experienced pilot with qualification in multiple military jets. He procured the flight and its four seats from SpaceX and donated two of the seats to St. Jude. So this is a privately paid for and entirely private enterprise job. Haley Arsenault, a physician's assistant at the hospital and herself a survivor of bone cancer, was selected by the hospital to board the flight. And St. Jude's raffled the second seat in a fundraiser aimed at raising $200 million for the hospital. An undisclosed person from the Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University won the raffle, but gave the seat to his friend, US Air Force veteran Christopher Sembroski, who is the data engineer. Cyan Proctor was selected by the CEO. She's a science educator and geologist, but is also a pilot and is a major in the Civil Air Patrol. So they may be branded as civilian, but there's a fair amount of military background in three out of four of the crew. Now, those suits, have you seen the SpaceX spacesuits that took years to design? They're far less bulky than the traditional astronaut suit and come with what look like Wellington boots of the kind that Paddington Bear wears. They've been roundly mocked by fashion commentators as looking like a half-finished Power Ranger or car upholstery, but they're not going into space for a fashion show. These suits are liquid-cooled, custom-fitted to each astronaut, and they feature a survival kit, including a life vest, rescue knife, flashlight, whistle, and light sticks. Well, let's hope they don't have to use any of them. Right, well, on to some stargazing. The spring equinox is on the 22nd of September, when there'll be equal day and night, almost coinciding with the full moon, which is on September the 20th. At the moment, Venus is a very bright object in the early evening and nice to spy if you live on the Camps Bay side, where it will settle down into the sea at around 10 p.m. Jupiter can be seen in the east, trailing behind Saturn in the constellation of Capricornus, both planets visible all night long. Today, the sun rose at 6:44, and it sets 12 hours later, almost at 18:39. So that's your quick roundup of what you can see. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.